Three, two, one. Yay.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, CB Beyond all over podcast, back from a big wedding weekend and back from the biggest pot we have ever had. You know,
Okay.
as I say, Conrad, the largest pay-to-play pool on the East Coast, maybe even the 50 states of this United States of America. 189 entries. Clap it up for 189 entries. A little pat on the back. A little pat on the back for everyone on this pod, everyone on the show, everyone who supports this show. 189. Did not see that coming, boys. And a lot to talk about this tournament. A lot to talk about last weekend and Masters next week.
Yeah, it's great seeing 189 people show out. I mean, you got to kick it to somebody.
There we go, term.
But college basketball, man, and what? Then they weren't they saying it was like the most viewed opening weekend since like 1993?
Yeah, and then I've heard every single person say this is the worst tournament they've ever seen in their life.
Well,
Because,
it's a simpleton bracket for sure.
yeah.
I don't know worse. That's just it definitely isn't anywhere near the top 15, and that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll
I
say it
mean,
felt weird. I'll say it felt weird the
well,
first couple of
I would
days,
say
but
after like the past couple of years, we've had a lot of big upsets in the
one
first
buzzer
round, so we've
beater,
been
one
spoiled.
buzzer beater. Put
Yeah,
it that way.
one buzzer
Sometimes
beater,
there's
not a
three in
ton
day
close
one.
games. 2 years
Right,
ago,
yeah.
Furman, Virginia was the first game of the tournament, and it was
Yeah, that's what I'm saying
that would
is
have been the best game of this tournament.
we've been
and
spoiled a
followed
lot
up with
the past couple of years.
that day went Furman, Virginia, Purdue, and Arizona.
Yeah.
Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona lost to Princeton.
All within a 24-hour span.
Yeah, see, a tournament like
We were
that, I'll
spoiled.
say, when there's no 1 through 4 seeds losing in the first round for the first time in quite, I forget what the
I
years
mean,
were,
look.
but it was substantial. You feel like such an idiot, dude. Like having Montana beating Wisconsin, I was like, if you just pick the favorites the first six games, you're like 6-0, and you're like, fucking, oh, like I'm not a dumbass. That's one thing I forget about March Madness, how dumb you feel.
Yeah.
Picking that upset and
Hey,
missing.
I'll be the first. I haven't said anything because I want to save it for the pod, but Necky was right. Necky was right. Hand up, hand up, hand up, hand up.
He was.
Love to
Hey.
hear it. We love to hear it.
Wow, we
Dude,
were
he was
talking
right.
about
He was
that.
right,
Read
but also
again.
he's in 53rd in right.
Yes,
It's like if you're
exactly.
gonna
You
be
know,
right, be right.
we're boasting about being, in 53rd place. Oh, well, at
Come on
least
the
I'm not
pod. Top
103rd.
on the pod. That's all that matters.
How
Nice,
quick
top
he
on the
was with that
pod.
two term. How
Yeah.
quick he was with that. It was instant.
Yeah, that'd be like if us three went to the Cape Classic and you were bragging about being better than us three, but you didn't win it. So how about you fucking win something for once in your life? So, look, no, it is what it is. I would say you're right, I'm wrong. You're right, I'm wrong. Is this what you really want deep down? Is like this kind of very mediocre bracket. Everyone thinks, NIL has killed the March Madness.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go that far. Last year was mayhem, and that was NIL as well. But it isn't going to be what it was. And I guess you can say it to where they aren't going to be as much. I think you definitely are going to still see like the NC States of the world and like some of these mid big majors. But yeah, I mean, there's been some electric games, don't get me wrong, but
That was the big
yeah, I
thing I
mean,
noticed.
God, that's just been. I mean, the Elite Eight was sad. The Elite Eight was sad,
Yeah,
but
the
there
Michigan
wasn't
State
really.
Auburn game, to put
There
in
was not a
perspective.
single Elite Eight game. The closest one was Ole Miss, like Michigan State, and that was like a trash three at the
Sweet
buzzer. That,
16.
yeah, Sweet 16. That's what I mean, was trash. Like, I mean, the really last weekend was a buzzkill from like gameplay wise. So, I mean.
Well, that NC State Duke game was just like the game that Auburn's Michigan State was. And like that Michigan State team just couldn't. Conrad, when they were like, I was pulling for you, but I was like, Auburn is huge. Like Michigan
Yeah,
State was
Michigan
like, I thought they
State.
had all guards out there. And like
Yeah.
that NC State game a year ago, just remember DJ Burns getting the ball at the 3-point line and me and Senior just, here we go. Here we go. And
Yeah.
like this year
That
was
was
like,
so
ah,
electric, that
oh.
game. Like,
Oh,
it's
dude, just
so
his
ingrained
style
in
of
my
play.
brain. Like, Michigan State just couldn't. They couldn't get anything going. That's the story of all these teams this past weekend, I think. Just no one could get that 8-point lead down to like a 5 or 4. Tennessee had that Tennessee fucking Houston game I didn't
might have
see
been
much
the
of it.
worst game to watch hungover. Leaving Sunday morning, we got to get into this past weekend, leaving Sunday morning perfect so I get to Allie's house for game time. Watching a team put up 15 points in the first half,
Yeah.
viciously hung over, I was like, felt like I was in a fever dream. They were 0 for 14 on three, and they were only down like 13. They were down like 13, scoring
It's
15
like
points.
Clemson round one, really.
Yeah, I was out on the golf course during that game, and I was like, oh, maybe we'll catch the end of it like right up the street once we're finished. No chance. I heard it was like 35-15 at halftime, and I was like, there's no point in even trying to watch any of this game. So we
Oh,
were
dude,
just
it
like
was
checking on it
awful.
periodically.
It was giving me anxiety watching it. Like, I was getting anxious. I was like, this
Yeah.
is like the one versus two Elite Eight game. But I
But
don't
you
know.
got.
I think it's going to give us these. If this Final Four lives up to it, Nikki, sorry to
Yeah.
cut you off.
No, you're fine.
It could be Auburn versus Florida is the first game.
Yeah.
And say what you want. Like I was saying earlier in the week in the text about Houston, was it a 4-point spread against Duke? It's going to be, that would be a massive upset.
Both games are 4 point, like
It's
three and
I
a
know it's
half,
a
four.
4-point spread, but let's all be real here. Duke is the fucking team right now. And
Three.
if Houston beats them, it would be a pretty big time upset. I know it's a 4-point spread, but you guys get what I'm saying? Is that, I mean, is
Yeah.
that too crazy? But
Going back to what Turb said, I think that NIL is going to change the way the tournament operates, and hopefully we'll see way more upsets than we did
I
this
don't
year. This
think
year
so
was
though,
not,
Nikki. It's just
well,
it's just
here,
one
but
year.
well, hear me out. The reason I
Small
think
sample
that
size.
the reason I think that is because those small teams are normally like they'll have a couple of 4 year starters like on those teams. They grow up together. If you have anybody that shows out in the tournament, even just the tournament, like they're a decent player, but they show out in the tournament, they're getting scooped up by a bigger school that can pay them money to come there. And that team is going to lose a big piece of their cohesion for those upsets like the following year. So I think there may be less and less
Not
of
the
those.
seniority, not the seniority. I agree. Not the seniority. You get the March Madness is all about flashes in the pan, and
Right.
it's just the game of basketball is built for flashes in the pan. Any given night, the Hornets can beat the Celtics. Like, it
Yeah.
is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, it's still gonna happen. They literally did like not too long ago. But
Yeah, there's really no
anyways, I
adventure.
mean,
This
like,
does feel a
it could
lot
happen.
like.
I just don't know if it's going to be as common. Naturally, I don't know if it's going to be as common. It's definitely still going to happen. We're not going to get as chalky, I think, as we can possibly get in this. I mean, all once. It has happened twice ever in the history of March Madness, and the last time was 17 years ago. So I don't know if that's quite like this is not the standard. It's never
Right.
going to be, but I do think find the middle ground between the overreactors and the underreactors.
Yeah, it does feel a lot like the NBA playoffs this year, where you can basically tune out for the first two rounds and then pick the games that you want to watch. But to get the four
Yeah,
best teams.
Texas Tech, I didn't watch until they played Arkansas. I
Yeah,
had like no
I
idea
mean,
what they
yeah,
looked like
I
already.
don't think I did either, to
I
be
mean,
honest.
to get the four best teams in the Final Four, like John was saying, those two games and the championship game
These three
could
games
be
better
fucking
be. Dude, Florida's
electric.
path. Remember what Turb was saying last episode? Florida beat like that UConn game was like once they got past that, I was like, all right, this team might be that might, like it's crazy to say, but that was now they're going to the Final Four.
Their
But then they play
path
a
has
Maryland
been.
team, and then they played Texas Tech to basically a 16. Dude, that was we'll get into the wedding, but like I remember Turb comes out to me like 5 minutes after the game ended, just like from across the venue. Johnny, 4-1. I was like 16-2 run. He's like, oh my God, like, you didn't know about that. It was
Completely just out of it.
insane, dude. That 16-2 run, and it sets up
Yeah.
for Allie and Phil. Who I sat, Phil Ellis, shout out Pike, shout out Phil Ellis,
Well,
shout out assistant
Mama
principals
Mayor.
everywhere. And Mama Mayer, he thought it was Allie. She's like, oh, your mom. He's like, your Mama M. She's like, no, you're like the fifth person to see that. What the fuck? I'm like, I told Phil, I'm just going to give him like Allie's mom's number and like just call her randomly late at night one of these weeks and just be like, you're going down, like hang up or something. Fuck,
Yeah,
he's just like, fuck you, and like hangs up. But,
it's like if there's one guy that wouldn't do that, it's Phil Ellis. It's like, damn, we need something here,
during the
something to build.
tiebreaker, so if Duke beats Florida, it'll come out with a tiebreaker. Allie's mom has like 187. I remember being like, oh my God, like we gotta get her down. But hey, Duke and Florida, they put up points. Phil was showing me bite marks on his hands from dealing with fucking kids in a high school all day. So it's gonna be really, if it comes down to that, may the best person win. Another tiebreaker situation's Auburn Houston, and then everything else. If Duke beats Auburn, Steve wins. Shout out Steve Roy, shout out Stony Friday Group. And then if Houston wins, regardless, just one guy wins. Bailey Federico. Connor, I think I saw you were
Yep,
following him.
as a Philly boy.
So eight people have a chance to win.
Faithful.
Allie's mom, second year in a row, she has a chance going in a Final Four weekend. But yeah, that's the other cool thing about 4-1 seeds. We're gonna see either which way it shapes up, there's gonna be someone to win out of the eight people, which is sweet.
Yeah.
189 people, and the guy at the top right now has only got eight games wrong total the entire tournament.
That's
99.8%.
crazy.
He's ranked 5,176th overall out of
Yeah. Dude, I think
everyone.
I'm like 20 million. I'm like 20 million.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah, there's no
that's
doubt. Yeah,
insane.
that's so good.
Dude, that Thursday, and shout out the faithful, dude. To get 185 out of 189 Venmos, Bard, you drive a fucking Audi, go fuck yourself. Fucking, but to have 185 people Venmo me without having to fucking reach out, it's incredible. Because I remember when I saw the entries like get to the number it did, I was like, dude, I'm gonna have to go bounty hunting. But no, shout out you boys, shout out the people that was brought in this year, and everyone pretty solid.
30, I think 30 is the perfect number to get that many people, and now you grow off of the volume now. I mean, because like you said, take your pictures, it's living proof. Networks
Got a
just keep
spreadsheet
growing.
now. Got a
Networks just
spreadsheet of
keep
names
growing.
for
You're gonna
next
meet
year.
more people, they're gonna
Yeah.
meet more people. Everyone's gonna say, oh, I was in this last year, this many people. Word of
Almost four
mouth, word
minutes.
of mouth, word of
So
mouth.
for
Christian
Venmo
people I
marketing.
work like people who are really like really devout people I work with, God-fearing people, they heard 30 to four 30 to win 4K. I got some neck snaps at
It's
work
yeah,
the other
well, yeah,
day. It'll get anyone involved.
because everyone in Monroe does scratch off tickets, and they're
Yeah.
looking at it like a lottery ticket that they buy at the gas station.
So quick LRP history, 2019, 75 entries, 2021, 47 entries. 2019 was a $10 entry, 2021 was 20. Then we had COVID, $30 entry era, 95 and 22, 99, 23, 129 and 24, 189 this year.
Nines. Next year is 330 or 239. 239.
Ooh. Can you imagine the third place is getting 10% of the pot? And it's like 1500 bucks
That'd
coming in
be awesome.
third.
But hey, dude, like realistically, coming in third is extremely hard. Extremely hard. Like, if we have that many people, you should be seeing fucking a grand. Like,
Yeah, I
it's.
was even thinking this year doing one through five, but no, I just think you keep it the one through three, and but
One of
yeah,
these
fucking
days, one of
awesome.
the
Maybe
LRP, one of
if it
the
gets big
LRP
enough, one
boys
through
will
five,
cash
maybe.
in. One of these days. It's kind of like, in a way, we have to admit we kind of have the fantasy football commissioner's curse, where like,
Yeah.
with LRP winning it, and even if we do win it, it's all collusion, this, that, and the other. And the way me and Johnny pick brackets, we might as well throw a damn dart into an ocean and hope it sticks to the sand.
So Johnny, for reference, your bracket is ranked 12,175,377th, and number one has missed eight games overall. You missed eight games in the South division of the bracket.
Yeah, South region. Yeah. And I'll
Yeah.
say, dude, what's crazy is like I kept my bracket from last year, paper of crossouts. I remember I had like two like first and second round game areas circled. Everything else, like Marquette, like I had South Carolina just like scratching off like crazy. But that's a perfect segue into Big Leg, the wedding this weekend. Cause it was a guy that me like Terry, we were saying that got hurt by no upsets. It was Big Leg. It was Corey Houston. Corey Houston, I think he got more than last year's last place, but still just one of the more incredible brackets. Having Mizzou Purdue as his national championship game is coming. I think he's maxed out and dead last. Big Leg with a text. Yeah, Johnny, not gonna lie to you, no big upsets really hurt me this year. I'm like, yeah, brother. You once had a 12 seed Oregon State in the Final Four, and they were one game away from it and lost to Houston in 2021. I was
For
like, if
sure.
there's anyone that got hurt by it, Figured it'd be you.
Yeah, Corey had 7 of the 16 Sweet 16 teams
Oh,
in his bracket.
dude, Purdue, Mizzou, fucking, oh, it's too
Purdue
bad.
Mizzou is crazy. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Imagine
I can't.
like wanting that national championship game.
McNeese State was more likely to fucking be in the Natty than Mizzou Purdue. Like, just
Oh man.
crazy, crazy.
But we were rooting for Pete and Sparty this weekend. Conrad, for those who don't know, Conrad, Turb together once again.
By the way, before we jump in, we're speaking about McNeese State. Crazy story that me and C Todd, I don't know if I told you guys, I might have told you guys at the wedding, but good for the pod, is me and C Todd are going to breakfast in the morning, Saturday morning before the wedding. And, you know, C Todd's a big NC State fan. We're going to eat. Like, he's like, oh, yeah, we'll go. I was like, let's go to this place, brunch. They've got mimosas, Bloody Marys. He's like, oh, yeah, it's right on campus. I'm sure we'll see Will Wade there. We're sitting outside, like, waiting for a table to be seated. I turn around, like literally just a brief turn, and like I know college basketball and I know that face. I just turn around, I go, oh my God, Christian, am I tripping or is that Will Wade? He looks
No,
me, he looks me, he goes, yep, that's Will Wade. And
man.
sure enough, fucking Suburban sitting parked right out front. He walks out with like a clear recruit, the recruit's dad, and like two or three other NC State staff members. And of course, like he's got like the driver up front. He gets into the back with the recruit or whatever. But, you know, sure as shit, dude, like right on the money at the place we're eating dinner, he walks out or eating breakfast, he walks out. I was like, already getting to work. I mean, that just shows you like, guy signed a contract on like Monday. And Saturday morning, he's out at brunch
We
just
made so much.
whining
Imagine
and
if the
dining.
manager was there. The manager was there. The
Oh,
student
yeah.
manager.
No, I just saw him on the TV at the dunk contest. I
Aura.
wanted to shove him in a locker. He pissed me off every time I see him.
God. Oh, do you see like inside the
Right to
SUV?
work.
There's just a chick in fucking like lingerie. Like as they're leaving the breakfast pot.
Yeah. Couple
Yeah.
strippers in the back
NIL,
seat.
baby. Kenny Powers would have thrived in this.
He just gets picked up in a stretch limo. Yeah, but no,
Lobster tails in the limo.
back to the wedding, but yeah. Cool little tidbit.
Talk to us, Conrad. What do you, I mean, the frontier experience coming in for the weekend when I first lay eyes on you, the biggest smile ear to ear, then you open your mouth and you sound like Stephen Hawking. And I was like, oh boy. And it's not even 5 o'clock on wedding night.
Yeah,
The
I'll tell
king
you
of
what.
overshooting his load, by the way. The
I
king of
mean,
it.
it's tough not to
Friday
do.
night. Frontier was good though. It was the first time like never flying with a carry-on. I don't know. Like I always fly with a carry-on bag.
That
I
is
did not fly with a
crazy for a
carry-on bag
wedding. That is
Frontier.
crazy, dude.
No, I checked the, well, obviously I checked the
No, he
school
checked the bag for
suitcase. Yeah, I
once.
know.
That's
That's
impressive.
risky
But
business.
I was just hanging out last second to hop on the plane, catch a couple Z's, and then hit the ground running once we land again. But
Because
dude.
you're the kind of guy that would be like, yeah, I lost my luggage, and now I'm in an Adidas tracksuit for this wedding. It's like, I just can't do
Absolutely.
anything else.
I was so worried about that. I'm like, dude, it's Frontier. My luggage is
Good for you,
gone.
though. Yeah, I
My
figured you would be.
suitcase is going to be like split in half, but made it out alive. Yeah, Friday night shot my load way too early, dude. We started boozing, and then we went to another bar, Bowstring, saw another couple of young guys, Zach White, Dan Joya, those guys. And then me, Mick Yerke, and K Bar went to the fucking what do you call it? Rehearsal dinner, like bar, whatever. They're selling
Yeah, we're all there.
$9 old fashions, Necky. $9 old fashions.
Oh.
$3 beers. It's like heaven on earth for me. And I mean,
Yeah, you forget those college towns down here are cheap to drink at, brother.
we're
Like,
on Wake Forest. I mean, we're in the
yeah, Wake
sticks.
Forest.
We
Oh,
are out
really?
there.
I mean, you know how it goes. Once you hit the ground running, you get a couple old fashions in you.
Do
You
you have
hang
a
around.
couple? Do you have a couple darts? Is that why you lost your voice?
No.
I did. No, me and McYerky stayed up till 5 a.m. Just,
Oh
you
well,
know,
yeah,
grilled,
that.
and we smoked probably like half a
Pete had
pack.
the Pete had the. First of all, you know, wearing all black. Black is slimming. We get it. We get it. But
T-shirt
you know, just he's got like the
gang.
median like 2017 look, like where it looks like he just wet willied a fucking a electrical socket. His hair is just sticking straight up. He's fucking right here, just
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
He's kissing everyone like he's the Pope. He's kissing everyone. That's just like,
Everyone got a kiss on the cheek, dude. I
yeah.
was
It's
my
like someone's
paisan.
fucking drunk aunt just leaving lipstick stains all over your cheek, dude. Like, just kissing babies,
It's like the it's like got
screaming.
to like even so far as like the waiter's like dropping off like a beer. Conrad's like, get over here, paisan. Thank you
And I
very much. Keep
called
them
it like a
coming.
damn book, dude. Called it like a book. I said,
Yeah,
what
I
are the
mean,
odds?
you couldn't have written it better than that. It was the perfect outcome. But honestly, the thing about the hair, get you a Puerto Rican to cut your hair, dude. My hair was borderline
Fuck
buzz
no,
cut.
dude.
Would
Feather
you feather that bitch?
you. No,
Feather that
dude.
shit?
He. I was, I mean, you saw my hair. I'm still borderline fro. I'm thinking, dude, I don't know if I can't show up to a wedding with this haircut. I either need to get
What's up,
it shaped up
Seacrest?
or just buzz it again. And I walk in, my boy, Puerto Rican Ruben, the fucking man. I'm like the man of the hour. I just walk because they serve like shots of whiskey and like whatever you want at the bar while you're waiting. I'm just knocking one back, starting it off early. I'm like, my boy, I need you here. And then, dude, I'll tell you what. Puerto Ricans, nice with the scissors. They shape you up nice. He took care of me good. But I mean, dude, the weekend and then the wedding, I show up. I'm on like the party bus.
Party bus, power move, power
Such a
move.
power move, but I was fighting for my life. I tried to pull trig where we picked up C Todd and them. Dude, I was down so bad. Couldn't talk. I'm
About
just.
to being on the way to the whole night beginning at 4 o'clock. It's tough.
Yeah, they're. Oh my God. I mean, there's
You
pollen
did
everywhere.
great, though. You did great, though.
We survived. I mean,
There's pollen everywhere. I get a
I've
pull
never seen
trig.
anything like it. I've never seen the pollen in North
Yeah, the
Carolina.
pollen was so bad. I left my
We
car from like Friday to Sunday and it was
were
a
outside for the
fucking coat.
reception for 20 minutes and we already everyone had a layer of pollen on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
Which,
most electric over under I think we will ever see
oh, yeah.
at a wedding, Nikki. Fucking sit down. It's awesome too. Like at least like first people meeting, she's sitting next to Bailey Sugg and Yerky. Yerky sits down immediately. Caldwell, what's the over under on the ceremony? Just immediate bang, $100. I got the over. Just give me the line. We all start working out a line. Him and Kendall work out a perfect line. 21 minutes when the music starts and when they walk past their aisle. Fucking. Literally gets to the aisle before us, dip dunk at 20 minutes, like 55 seconds. And there has to be a
Oh,
picture out there of Yerky,
yeah.
like a perfect angle fist pump as they're doing the tip
He
dunk
had already
kiss.
given too. He already gave because like Kendall was bragging at like the 10 minute
That was
mark. Like,
unreal, dude. We're like, if there's one more verse, you're fucked. There's one
we're
more
so
verse, you're
good.
in
We're so
trouble.
good. Yerky, of course. Yerky already shooting his load. He like gives him his 100, and then I'm sitting next to Kendall, and
That
I'm like, I'm
post-kiss
not. I'm
verse
giving him
term
the.
was nuts.
Oh, I'm giving him the
I
nudge. Oh, the and
was like, oh my God, this is gonna be
the
close.
prayers. The prayers
The prayers were
kept
huge.
coming. The prayers kept coming. I'm like, oh boy. And I could hear Kendall just going, shit, 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 shit. And then I mean, he's got his phone out. We're just eyeing this thing down.
was
He's like, I think
incredible.
I'm good. I think I'm good. I'm like, he's got to get past us. He's got to get past, like, making sure Kendall doesn't pull some sleazy shit. And sure as shit, like 3 rows in front of us. Bink, dip, kiss, extra 10 seconds,
If that was a sport,
cash the over.
that was on SVP Bad Beats. If you had the under in this matchup, that would be on an SVP Bad Beats. It was
Yeah.
so that was that line will go down in history. Just like we gotta see too. There's a picture of everyone praying and Turb knocking back a bottle of Poland Spring crushed in like six different ways. That was
Yeah,
incredible
warm
to see.
Tito's.
That was incredible to see.
Passing it around, mind you, passing it around, and then it gets back to me, and I'm like, still prayer is going on. I'm trying to get it back into my side jacket. It's just, and I'm like doing one of these with my eyes, like, are people looking back, like, just trying to get it in there. I mean, hey, a power move though. Like, I think I now that I've, I mean, this is fucking a like my third or fourth wedding in the last 3 or 4 months, and starting to learn, starting to pick up, starting to learn. You got to have a little ammo for that ceremony because, like,
Yeah.
it's like going in and like getting so riled up to just sit there, especially if it's outside, sit there in the heat for, 30, 45 minutes feels like an eternity. And those couple little, I'm not a vodka shooter guy, but that hits your lips. It gets your fucking spine moving a little bit.
The
The
45
Kringle
minutes
water
of sitting
bottle.
in that, the 45 minutes of
I
sitting in
mean,
that though,
what other
Conrad,
way?
it's.
What other way do I get it
Get
in
a
there?
flask, dude. Come on.
Yeah, but
Grow
it's
yeah, that's
hilarious.
true.
Get a
That's
fucking
true.
flask.
That's true.
You won't have the crinkled water
Well,
bottle
when you
sound
don't
mid
have
prayer.
you don't have the flask, you got to figure it out.
I
It's
mean, I
that
know,
simple.
but I
Which
mean,
brings you
I've
back to
been to it's
sports and
just yeah,
water time, dude.
sports
Just helping you
stadiums, country
out, dude.
concerts. I'm true to the fucking water bottle. You know how many water bottles I've snuck into fucking Kane Stadium
Turb
and.
goes flask, Conrad. That
Dude.
means that we better have like, a Conrad, a Conrad the two out there. There better be like a little Nicky. Like once Turb goes flask, I want him to go water bottle for as long as possible. As soon as he pulls out like an initial flask, like he's got great, he's got the salt and pepper thing going.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay. Yeah.
So there is something though about like when we like sat down and just the sun beating and you're just locked in for 45 minutes. It's like being back in like the locker room and like, all right, boys, one more period. Everything we got. Conrad's like a wounded fucking guy, just like broke his leg, was still gonna play with the voice. Like you sit down, you're like, we're in this together, boys. Like fucking still
No
half the rows
shade.
to fill.
Shade for if Keith isn't from the bar the night
He's like
before.
humming under his breath to hear if he has his voice. He's like,
I'm like trying to whisper to save it.
Yeah.
I
Oh
did it
God.
right. This was the first wedding I've like done right. Open bar, liquor included. I'll do the groom's drink, Kentucky Mule, two to start off the bat. Then after that, just feed me Michelob Ultras. Cause then you're gonna get the Conrad. Oh, let's take a shot. They don't do shots. Just give me tequila on the rocks. Dunk, dunk, dunk. And if you're fucking pounding down vodka drinks the whole time, that on top of it, at least for me, bad recipe. Finally did it right. Just ultras, 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 and fucking was a perfect. Perfect hammer the whole night. And then shout out Big Leg Kendall for having fucking cookout quesadillas at the
Oh
end.
my
Fucking
God.
walk out
I
too.
can't believe I
What an
only grabbed one.
incredible power play. Nikki would have had a field day, dude.
Oh my God.
Oh my
Our
God.
other boy, Big Money, like just fucking whips like three out of his damn. He's
Oh,
like,
100%.
he whips like
100%.
three out, just going to town. I'm like, what the fuck? Where did those come from? Meanwhile,
The
I've got like
resemblance
19
too.
spark. I've got 19 sparklers on fire in my hand.
The resemblance, Nikki, dude. You and
Oh
Big Money
yeah.
on a golf course,
Oh my God.
like you guys would have to get your own carts if you guys were pairs. You guys
Yeah.
just have your own carts, like, dude.
It's
I
just
couldn't
it's
get
one of
over
the
the
ones in
resemblance.
the back seat. It's just one in the back, one in the front.
Yeah,
Just back to
yeah.
back.
We each just have like our bag, just
Nikki.
like
Nikki's
in
on the
our
back
arms.
holding on to like that handle on the top. He's just like
Just back
holding
to
on to two
back.
golf bags.
Oh my
Like you
God.
guys want to talk about two big men who just do it right. Pound beers, the most selfless guys out there. Shirt off your back and it'll fit four people. Fucking we'll pick you up anywhere. We'll do anything. We'll be the man. We'll do everything they got to do at the bar to fucking get the people going. It's crazy how intertwined you. And Allie couldn't get it. She's like, they look like alike. I'm like, you might just be like Fatsis right now. Not every big boy looks alike, but just because they have a beard and they're
Beard,
both
yeah,
big
the
boys.
beard and his beard, yeah, beards are similar for
Oh, it was
sure.
good seeing Big Money shooting
Oh, he's the
dude,
man.
Labatt Blue Lights at that bar on Saturday night. Are you kidding me?
Oh my
Fucking
God.
ripping
I
those.
think at one point I asked him, I was like, how many do you think you've had? He's like, oh, easily 19. Easily 19. Like, he's such a beard guy. That's the thing. He is a beard guy.
Yeah, I'll
Yeah.
take down
You
the
guys
beer.
don't
Nikki will take down the transfusions.
remember when I went to my boss's wedding a couple years ago and took down a quarter century
Yeah,
of
good
beer?
call. I forgot about that. Yeah. You were snapping all of them too.
25 beers,
Yeah,
Jesus.
and mixed drinks along the way. Like I was so drunk, I got locked out of my room. I had to go to the front desk for a new key, and I was like doing smoke signals and hand signs, trying to tell him what I needed. Like, give me my room, please.
It's like he was in like Phuket, Thailand, trying to get a fucking room key. It's just some random American behind the bar.
Please,
Tell
please.
you, that could have been Stodge on Saturday night. Like, let's call
Oh
it,
my
to call
God.
a spade a spade. Stodge, love you. Billy Goat, love you. But where he goes, shit usually follows, and fucking he'll find a way no matter what it is to stir something up. You want to talk
Yeah,
about an
the
electric
most
first
angry
meeting,
drunk.
dude? Him and Allie meeting for the first time, as I was laughing to myself fucking until like yesterday about it. Okay, like Stodge is Allie. Allie says, Stodge, Allie, good to meet you. Let me tell you a little story about a lake house and couples going, and women, what you think about this? And like starts like hitting her right away with like stuff he's dealing with.
Right
Fucking.
with his relationship problems right off the bat.
Then he
Oh
introduces
yeah.
Allie to his
Him and
girlfriend.
Bailey could create a fucking reality show.
Oh, I was dying, dude. He's like, Anna, this is Allie. She's on Team Studge after the situation. Just gave her the info. Allie, this is Anna. I was just fucking
Oh, you want to
cracking
talk
up,
about it? I had a
dude.
40-minute Uber.
Cracking
I had a
up.
40-minute Uber with them and Caleb Beard back to Crichton
That's a
Tots that
crazy
night.
Uber.
Crazy Uber, dude. Just and you
Wow,
want to talk
man.
about an Uber? I was just like, get me out. Like at one point, I was like, I'll walk, dude. I'll walk. But no, I mean, great times, dude. I mean,
Such a good time. The
after
plate at
after
dinner
party
too,
was
great
great. Yeah,
I was just about to say the chicken, if the chicken and beef combo for dinner, like normally people, it's chicken or beef, right? The chicken beef combo on the plate for dinner is such a power move. Like,
short rib or whatever it was. Yeah, the
yeah,
beef. I mean, it was
yeah.
just
That
fall off the bone.
usually fucks my stomach up, but no, this was phenomenal. Was top
Just what
notch.
the doctor ordered, a little mashed potato and beef, just to like enough to get me
Yep.
over the
Base
hill.
layer.
That's brain food right there.
God, yeah, I just can't get over the cookout quesadilla. It's just an insane,
I don't know about the
simple
hors d'oeuvres.
I'm gonna have to store that up here and just be like, yeah, that's got to be a staple.
Simple, but such a
Yes.
knockout play. Like,
Yeah.
I'm not usually a quesadilla guy at cookout. I don't even usually get it in my tray, but you want to talk about just an easy bump, 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 bump,
Oh
like
yeah,
down the
you're
hatch.
slurping them down. Three biter, and it's
Just
so good
absolutely
down the.
slurping them
It's
down.
all you need to keep you going. But yeah, dude. So kind of the flight home on Sunday, you weren't you weren't like fucking ahead of the.
That shower, I took a nice hot shower before I left, and like that literally saved my life. If I didn't do that, there's probably chunks on the plane, at least chunks like in the airport, one way or the other. Like, oh, that warm shower saved my life. But no, I made it there on time. Same thing, but I'll tell you what, when I got home, I was horizontal the entire rest of the night. I was just laying down on my bed, not moving, TV
Food.
on. Just like I DoorDashed probably like $60, $70 worth of Italian food.
Sure.
It's like shrimp fettuccine on the,
Dude,
get that going. Give me the
that
mozzarella
DoorDash
sticks,
order.
garlic bread, everything, dude,
Yeah.
you name it.
Dude, I have to fucking I
Flight
have to
so much
mention
better.
I
I would have
have to
taken a
mention
flight
Turb.
from Raleigh to Charlotte if I could have. If I could
Oh,
have, I would
dude.
have taken
Yeah,
a
because
Magin.
once you're on, you're on. But
I've
Turb,
done
I'd
it.
be
I had to
remiss.
do something I had to do something I haven't done in a very long time. We're talking a 2.5 hour drive. Hour in, I'm like doing the dozy do,
Oh
doing the
yeah. No
dozy do.
way.
I'm like, dude,
What time'd you
music.
leave? They
Okay,
probably
I
stayed
don't
up
know.
till like
Yeah.
6 a.m. at
Yeah, we
least.
were just after partying. All the boys were just
Oh.
together. Just it wasn't six, but it was probably about four. And I mean, Legger and fucking Kendall were there. The bride and the groom. So it's like, I
They
mean,
gotta empty the tank.
let's get after it. And
Yeah.
then, long story, I don't need to get into it. Fucking key was misplaced.
Yeah, forgot about
Yeah,
that.
ended up with like the bride's brother somehow. I didn't
Thank
have a
God you
key.
got that.
I didn't have a key. Freaking. So I mean, at that point, like I've got to call. Like I called AAA, thinking I can just get into my car, because I'm like, oh, I've just got my little like USB, jig rig,
That's
jig rig.
incredible.
Jewel charger to start.
Here, I learned something new
That's
about my car.
insane.
I learned something new about my car. So that is why. So I always wondered when the second time on my car, like when they broke in, but they didn't steal it, and they just broke in and did everything to
Yeah.
steal it. I was always like, why didn't they steal it? Well, I figured it out because I did take it to the dealership in between the first stealing and the other break-in, and they said they were like, we're upgrading the system, we're upgrading. So what happened was, I thought, it's still the same, whatever. So I get in the car once the locksmith comes, fucking alarms going crazy. The car won't start. The car won't start
And alarms
without
are
a
still going off.
The car won't start without a key, a remote key unlocking the car. So that's why the whoever broke in, tried to start it.
That
You
software
can't do
update.
it. So at
Wait, was
least
the
I
alarm
know.
going on the entire time you were doing
No,
that?
it would like do it like twice, like two separate occasions, and then it would stop. But
Imagine that it can't stop without the key, and you're like, well,
the
fuck,
bad
this is
part
going to
about
be. Yeah,
that
you just
is
have
I
to wait
call
like 10 minutes until it shuts off
I
automatically.
called fucking the bad part is. So I'm thinking, oh, well, this is kind of a blessing having my car kind of fucked up. So I'm like, all I need is to get let into my car. Once I get let in, I can crank it without the key like I normally do. When we get in, he comes out free of charge, AAA service, crank it, doesn't start, won't start. And he's like, yeah, like, I don't think it will start. Like, you have to unlock it. So now I have to call a locksmith. Now I have to actually like pay for the locksmith to come, yada, yada, yada. So he's like, I'll put in a ticket.
Jesus.
I'll put in, I mean, by the way, this, it took 40 minutes for the first guy to get there. He's like, I'll put in a ticket. So now I'm waiting. I'm sitting out there. At this point, I'm like, I'm not even going to go back into Christian's because I'm like, I'm already out here. I'll just wait for the next person. Next person. So after he leaves, he puts in the ticket. Like 20, 30 minutes go by. I call them. They're like, yeah, it looks like you have a ticket in there. Then 20 more minutes go by. Then they call me and they're like, yeah, all of our locksmiths that are AAA certified, no one, of course, Sunday, of course. Yeah, Sunday. I Google locksmith. There's 40 in the area. So I have to freaking do the locksmith on my own, which is, of course, like more money or whatever. So this like random like Arab guy comes out in his fucking van, makes me this cheap little key. It probably, I mean, it's worth maybe a fucking dime, this little key. He gets in, he, configures the thing up, whatever, $215 to get that.
Oh, oh.
215, start it. So anyway, I'm on my way. And then, like I said, like an hour in, I'm like, oh, this is bad. Like the sun's beating, it was pretty hot.
Yeah.
Go for,
Wait,
I'm
did
like,
you
all
not
right.
drive to go get your keys? You just went right
Well,
home?
no, because they had already left. Like they were already no. So I at this point I didn't know. I didn't know. I thought my keys were just completely gone at this point. I had
Okay,
no idea.
gotcha.
So
Brutal
I'm
pill to
driving.
swallow on top of
That
all this.
sucks.
So
That's
listen,
like
so
Sunday
I'm
scaries.
driving. Yeah, Sunday scaries. I'm driving and then
With this
I get the
dime key.
dozy. I get the dozies. I get the dozies. I'm trying to get rid of them. You know how it goes. Like when you get them bad, you cannot get rid of them. Like you can
Right.
do anything. So I'm like, all right, if I get to the hour mark, I gotta find a rest area. I'm gonna take like a 20, 30 minute nap. So rest area, dude. I'm not kidding. You would have thought I was laying in like a damn Sleep Number, dude. I cranked my seat back. I fell asleep within 10 seconds. Crashed out for like 40 minutes. Wake up. I wake up to a text from Logan, from Legger, saying, dude, you're not gonna believe this. Somehow, like, I guess you left your key on the party bus. It's with Kendall's brother has your key. Like I'm like an hour away from home, and now I just found out my key. I'm like, well, that does me nothing now at this point. I've already bought the new key. So yeah, that happened. So I mean, you want to talk about scaries? Woke
Yeah,
up,
I did
drive my
not
way
have it as
home.
bad as that.
That
So, like I
40-minute
said,
nap, though, I bet brought you back.
flying is
And
1000%
oh
the
yeah.
move. Like in and out, I was in Friday night, out Sunday by 1 o'clock,
I
back in
think I
my
would have
own
been
bed by
fine. I
three.
would have been fine, like going straight, just powering through, getting there 2.5 hours. But the whole AAA, like hour and a half debacle before I even like got my car started was just
Takes a lot
so
out of you.
draining on the
Yeah.
mental to like do that and then drive 2.5 hours. But worth it. Would do it every day of the week. Having, I mean, we've had weddings, we've had the boys, but to have that many of just heavy hitters all in one vicinity was all time.
That was awesome.
Heavy hitters.
I mean, I'd be remiss, Turb, if I didn't talk about fucking me and you and every single time I come over to walk away, Nikki. But dude, I can't believe he's like still fat. Turb's like, I know, dude, it's insane. And, like, Allie would be like he looks great. Like come on, like you guys are like best friends. And I'm like, I can't let him know that. Like, fucking, are you kidding me? Like, no
Drew let
chance.
it slip. Drew let it slip once. He's like, you have been looking
Yeah.
good recently. I'll tell you
Yeah.
look a lot better than you did. And
Yeah,
I'm like,
no,
I
you did,
cracked
man. You
over.
the
I
hair
looked a
too.
lot better than I did, dude. I used
Oh
to be
yeah,
a
now you looked
fucking
phenomenal. Come
hairy
on, who are we kidding? You looked
little
phenomenal. Are
shit.
you kidding me? The hair
And
too
I
and
tell you
everything.
what, I
Now,
mean,
hey.
with the hair spiked up and Johnny, they didn't. They were about their eye to eye. Their eye to eye.
Yeah, I
I
know.
got picture
I was
proof. Picture
disappointed in
proof.
the pic that Tara posted. I was like, damn, like I really should have put like a little calf raise into that photo. Like fucking disappointed. I was
I
disappointed.
looked like fucking Cooper Flagg.
I gotta get that picture because I want to do like a fisheye on Conrad and make it like a
Yeah.
2000s Nirvana
I had a
album.
couple other ones. The top one, I had a couple other ones that were just like too brutal. I was like, I gotta do one because it's funny, but the couple of
Conrad,
them
the
were
king of album
Conrad's
covers.
doing this. He's doing this. He looks like he's 2 inches off the ground.
Yeah.
He's floating.
The
He's floating
Make-A-Wish.
pointing up to the sky, dude.
Oh,
Oh, Conrad's all time with the shield pose. Every time, it's just
man. Well,
so.
I'm stuck in the middle every
Yeah,
time,
but
and you're not
you
gonna
pick the
like.
middle, like you every. Doesn't matter if there's 30 guys in the photo or two guys, three guys in the photo. He is the middle man
If that
every
is one
time.
thing a fraternity taught us,
The
though,
money
is the
shot.
shield pose is a solid pose. It's a solid default pose. It's a
But
solid
like just a
default pose.
trap, right?
The
shield is for the middle. Like it works
Yeah.
good because Conrad's in the middle
Because
every time.
when
Like
you do the
you
arm
do the
around the
shield and
middle,
you're
you
on
can
the
have some scrunch in the ball area. The shield
Doesn't look
covers it
good.
up. Shield
Yeah.
covers it
Look
up,
but
you
you do the
know, like.
shield when you're on the left side of the photo. It just kind of doesn't look the same as it like
True.
when
Yeah,
Conrad's doing it
like
dead
you're like that,
center.
hey guy, get in this. You're like, get in this, and then you do the shield on the left side. Yeah, that's right.
You gotta
Yeah,
do
but
the arm over.
good business decision, Conrad, because I
I
gotta
know what
get my
I'm doing,
hands
dude.
on. You might be the king of album covers. The ECU NC State bowl game when you're passed out, hammered outside a bar, and it just looked
Was
like a
bad.
Kanye album. And
That
if I
was
get my
bad.
hands on these photos and can do the fisheye, it's like a Limp Bizkit album I have in
I've
my
got, oh
head
yeah,
already.
I've got like the
With
ones I
like
didn't.
this in
There's a
the
couple
camera or
ones.
something.
There's a couple good ones I'll send in.
It
Was awesome to see
Good
you though,
call.
Conrad. Makes me wish you were down here, dude. Such a good time.
It was a great time.
But Final Four, we got in our the Final Four, we got top CBB coaches, top five CBB coaches. We got Nikki Nightly News. Next week, we got the Masters preview. We'll definitely be on to talk Masters, talk Tega K. Go really quick. Nikki, Turb, Tega K. What I had mapped out, 16 guys leg. I didn't want to like text him last week with the wedding. Text him the other day, so let me know. So just assume he's in. What I drew up for Tega K. I was thinking like we do like we all four teams at the end four scorecards and go like best ball with, like strokes include like who won each hole and maybe like we do that for like, the winning group. We'll figure that out. But anyways, the groups I got: Senior Dan Bishop, Turb, Ricky, me, Nikki, Alex Bishop, Lil C, my brother, Golba, Kevin, Pat Donahue, Huey, Baldwin, Donnie, T Dunn, Big Leg. What do you guys think?
I lost the last two.
It sounded like you said Donnie was in both of those groups.
Sorry, the last two groups are Golba, Kevin, Pat D, Pat Donahue, Huey, then
That's
Baldwin,
a
Donnie, T
power
Dunn,
group.
Big Leg.
Baldwin, T Dunn, Donnie, Big
Big
Leg.
Leg, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, whew, that first group, I love my father to death, but I want to play with him, but he should probably be with some of the heavy hitters. I don't know how good Dan Bishop is, but
Got him as like a 13. So the first group's
yeah,
handicaps are 6, 13, 14, 20.
he needs to be with two single digit guys that are like
Ricky.
two. I mean, just realistically, like I mean, I'd love to play with him, but it can't be me and Senior as the two horses. I'm a 14 and he's a whatever. And then Dan, I don't know. I would say like probably like a big leg or a. I mean, Ricky will play with anyone. He doesn't care. But the who's the bottom guy in the third group?
Huey.
Huey. Yeah, it may be Huey with me, Dan Bishop, because he's still pretty much like a 105, 110 guy, but can string a few together. I don't know. I mean, we're still a few weeks out, but
Yeah, I can't. I
Master
can't.
revise.
It'll be
We'll revise
awesome.
it. We'll revise it.
I can't wait for the inevitable blow up from John. Just Ryan, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, well,
Can you hit a ball?
Ryan
Can you
with
hit a
John
ball?
puts
Done
Ryan at
zero
like a
preparation.
120.
Or I play golf like 4 days in a row. He's done like zero preparation. All he's doing is his kickboxing classes, jujitsu, as we like to call it,
Yeah, I
kickboxing.
want to lose weight. Sick, dude.
And
Fucking anemic.
I'm like, yeah, the most activity I'm doing right now is running around a JV lacrosse practice in the fucking back chirp wheel back roller I have.
Dude, how about T-Dunn showing up to your first game? That's the funniest fucking.
Janowski,
Dude,
dude.
he called me. He called me. He goes, "Yo, you going to the Cuthbertson Cavaliers game?" And I said, "What the fuck are you talking about?" He goes, "Dude, Johnny's coaching lacrosse tonight." And I was like, "No, I'm not going. Are you going?" He was like, "Dude, I thought everybody was going."
The Marvin Ridge game, I was assembling a squad, and of course, they got postponed on Monday. But yeah, T Dunn calls me. He's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "About to pull up to my game." He's like, "Is it at home?" I'm like, yeah, he's like, "On the way, be there." Go Cavs! Go Cavs! And it's like fucking old man voice. I'm like, he's like,
Was that the 2-2 game?
No, dude. So, of course, the first
Okay.
game the day before was an unreal barn burner for JV. Fucking 2-2. I can count on my blown off hand the amount of lacrosse games I played in where the scores were 2-2
Yeah, that's
at any
crazy.
point in time in the fourth quarter.
Impossible.
And like it was sweet because the varsity crowd was chiming in, it was coming in as JV's playing overtime. So when we scored the game winner, they got called back. The place was thumping. But no, he comes the next day where Charlotte Latin just put a whipping on us. He's
Oh, I
like,
can only imagine.
dude, that's
Those
I'm looking at
games,
my
yeah.
phone. It's T-Dun text me mid-game. He's just blowing me up. I just saw one text. I feel like Stevie fucking Janowski up here by myself. He literally is Stevie
He told me he was.
Janowski.
I was like, "Who are they playing?" He goes, "Charlotte Catholic," and I was like,
Latin, Latin.
"Oh," or
Same
Charlotte Latin.
fucking thing.
And I was like, "Oh, T-Dun, dude, I don't want to see a massacre the first
Yeah,
time.
that sounds.
I'm gonna go
Division
see
was
school.
awful.
I'm
It
gonna
was
go see
brutal.
Johnny just getting in some 13-year-old's ass about effort. They're losing 21-0.
Went through like
You gotta
40
put
pieces
your
of Hubba
hands on
Bubba
it.
that game.
This is why you shouldn't
Come
be placing $30 parlays when you're 16.
on. Yeah, which I mean, like I have to hit on no names, no names, but fucking like this one kid on the team, like I'm telling you boys, tell the faithful who's like so into his bracket. Like the week before, I'm like, let me ask this kid what he needs this week. And he's like, I really need like BYU 5.5. And I'm like, whoa, like, what do you
What do you mean
mean?
five and a half?
He's like, yeah, I actually got a lot of money on, like $60. I'm like, again, you're 16. What do you mean? He's like, I'm like, how are you like betting on that game? He's like, FanDuel. I'm like, again, you're 16. What do you mean? He's like, I used my parents' info and just started fucking dying. Like, there's just nothing you can say back to that. Just started dying. That's like me. That's like one of us having 600 on BYU 5.5ers. And they got Korean and they got destroyed.
He's gonna hit a lottery ticket parlay, and his dad's gonna end up with a tax bill at the end of the year. He has no idea about.
Yeah, I was cracking up at
Oh,
that. Like,
God.
you wonder, and then you wonder, fucking forget what it was like 12, 10 years ago. And yeah,
Oh,
kids
yeah.
are still savages. Fucking. But that was fucking hilarious. But
That's
yeah, T
hilarious.
Dunn. Shout out T Dunn. Shout out Tega Kane a little bit. I guess we can still get into wrap up March Madness, Nikki Nightly News, and our top five. March Madness, we want to give our national champ who we got making out of the Final Four.
Yeah.
I mean, mine that I picked is still there, so most of ours maybe.
Yeah, I got full. Me and John
I don't
both
think
have
mine is.
Florida. Conrad's out. Who do you got again?
Duke.
Yeah, I mean, watching Duke, it's tough to pick against him. I don't know that. I mean, Houston does have some actual grown
I
men
think
on
here's
their
the
team.
question. Here's the real question is, if Duke wins, given all these freshmen, all this, like, where do they go in the top college teams of all time? It is what I've seen in my,
I mean,
the closest thing, I haven't seen much closer to the dominance of how long they've been number one, how much they've dominated. They've done a UConn run through the tournament, and it's all freshmen. UConn was doing this with like upperclassmen, all like to do this with all freshmen is unbelievable.
Embrace debate.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, people may not like it, and I really don't even know much, but I just know that they were electric for like 2 years. I know that UNLV in the 90s had a 2 year stretch where they were like incredible, undefeated season, lost an Natty game to fucking Duke. And then I think
Fab Five.
Kentucky in the late 2010, 2010 to 2014,
Well, because they
they.
had all the freshmen too, but I just don't
Yeah.
remember. I don't remember if they like
If Duke
blew
handles
by.
Houston, because I'm telling you right now, I'd love to see it. Upset guy still, always be an upset guy. I'd love to see Houston
Yeah.
do it. I'm telling you guys, it's really hard to find a way where Houston, I mean, because they can play great defense, sure, but Duke's going to find a way to break through eventually. And when they do, can Houston score? To find a way for them to
And
win
Duke
this
plays
game,
good
I just
defense.
can't.
That's the thing that people like. I was trying to tell people after Bama put up like 110 on BYU. I was like, you don't understand how good Duke's. They just went from a team that put up 110 to 65 against Duke. Alabama put up 60. They made Alabama look like Clemson in the first round. Like
What you said though, in recency bias, like given that they're all like freshmen,
recency bias, the best in the last 10 years.
they're all freshmen, yeah. And I think with them being all freshmen, you put them against that
I mean,
2013
UConn, it's
Kentucky
hard.
team. UConn last year was
Yeah.
so dominant, but again, they had the 5th years. Shout out Tristan New and ECU. They had some depth on that team. But when you think about 1 year teams, Kentucky 2013 or this Duke team. If they win the Natty, I mean, you could easily say, yeah, they're better than
If
that
they blow
2013
by
Kentucky team.
Houston and like win the Natty, because if they play Florida, I don't see a world where they blow them out of the
You could just say
water.
that
But
2013 Kentucky team walked so this Duke team could run. Because, I mean, before
yeah,
that 2013
if
team,
they win
freshmen
double
didn't win national
digits, I'd say
championships.
double digits both games. They win both games by double digits. It is one of the best teams ever assembled. And listen, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, there's no like races. It is literally white boy, like it is white guys doing this. It is something that like your brain is honestly hard to comprehend. It's
Tom
hard to,
Canepa looks like a sub teacher, dude.
it is hard to comprehend like
He's got
them do
Conrad's hair and
like
he's dropping 19 a
it.
night.
Like it makes sense because it's Duke. It makes sense because it's Duke. But put it into perspective. If like if somehow like Bruce Pearl recruited this team, we would all just be like, "What the fuck is going on?" Like all these white guys doing this and at such a high
Yeah, I
level, and
guess, yeah,
just
'cause Duke, yeah,
it
you're
just
right.
it kind of fits the Duke narrative. But it's only because it's Duke. Like they could do this on any team, and it's just. I mean, what if they had Johnny Broome and they somehow got Cooper Flagg and Con Knipple with Bruce? Like, I don't know. Like, it's
Now,
very crazy, crazy run.
to play the contrarian, like in terms of the regular season, all your UNC fans are going to be like, yeah, obviously they ran through the ACC when we had a down year, and the ACC overall was not very
They
good.
beat Illinois by 40.
Yeah, I know.
40.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm
They
just
beat
trying to
Arizona
play.
by 30. Arizona by 30 when they played them in the regular season, and then they beat them again. And yeah, I like they ran through every single. You got to beat your competitor. You got to beat whoever's
It
in
was the
front of you.
first team that the AP poll, I think, really hit on. I mean, think about the past 2 years. Kansas, top 10 AP poll, losing the first
But the
round.
thing is, they
2 years
beat
ago,
Illinois.
UNC was a number one, didn't even make the tournament.
Yeah,
Duke, I remember the ACC was so bad. I'm
they
like, how is Duke
scheduled.
ranked two and no one else in the ACC is ranked? They were right.
I mean, like the
Fucking
big
good.
move there, low key, is that they scheduled Illinois in February. They played Illinois in like a random Saturday,
Yeah.
like 2 weeks before the tournament start, and put up 100 on them and beat them by 40. And then to do that and then go into the tournament. And I mean, Arizona's the only team that really played them close. But then also, you could say, well, Arizona's the only team that really played them twice. They had at least one look at them. And
Yeah.
the first time they beat them by 30. Yeah, I mean, just. Fucking
Clash of the
nuts.
Titans. When you go to the live
I
odds
think
app, Mickey,
Auburn,
and you see
like,
1-2-3-4, or excuse me, 4-3-1-2 for like the AP rankings on like the game, you're like, it's gonna be incredible. It's
I
gonna
will
be an
say
unbelievable Final Four.
I don't see a world where Houston, but I like Auburn. I do. I know Johnny Broome's got this kind of question mark around him. I don't know.
Jai.
If you eye test how Florida played against Texas Tech and how like how I think Texas Tech was such a layup of an opponent where Tom Izzo, Michigan State, and I thought Auburn really handled business against Michigan State, even
Yeah.
with like I mean that game was the score is one of those games where the score doesn't reflect. I don't know. I think if there's one underdog you take, I like Auburn plus three and
Yeah,
a half
and
for money line.
Auburn was the only other team there for a while that was like competing with Duke in the standings, and that's until they got into the heart of that SEC
They
gauntlet.
lost 3 of their last 4, and they're
Yeah,
got a
and we were
chance for a
talking about
Final
how no
Four.
one's done it, and here
Yeah.
they are. I mean,
Number one,
it's.
they're the number one overall seed, and yeah, they're an underdog in the Final Four. I just think, dude, Florida, I just think about these matchups. If everything goes par, you have Florida who has all this depth, who can fucking play a 9-man roster. You have Auburn who's starting 5. I don't know what the average height is, but they're fucking monsters. And you have a Houston team who's just known for defense for the past 10 years in this Kelvin Sampson era. And they're going to go up against a Duke team who's been mowing everyone down. I think, and when you talk about Final Four matchups, like I would hate if it was Duke, Florida, and then Houston, Auburn, right? I
Yeah,
think it's a perfect the way it matched up, perfect. Houston's like the I guess you'd put them at 4-4 in the one seeds. I mean, what do you guys think? They'd be the fourth one seed. And the fact that they're playing Duke, who I think would be the number one seed, I think it works out perfect. And it's, I mean, like I said before, they're fucking 4-point underdog. But you're fucking kidding yourself if you're not going to be shocked if you see Houston 5 minutes left leading by four in this game. And it's going to be an awesome Final Four weekend. They do it right on the Saturday night. The game starts at like 9 o'clock. So when you're out at the bars, you got games from 7 to like 11, works perfect. However, looking at it again, it's not a West Coast sport. Why is Monday Night Championship at 8:50? Just has no business. Last year was 9:20 start time. This year, 8:50. It's
Yeah,
not a
weird.
West Coast sport. No one west of Texas has won since 97. What the fuck are we doing with 8:50 Monday night start time? But they do it right. They do it perfect on Saturday.
Yeah, that's gonna get flexed back to 9:20 start. Just
Yeah,
probably, yeah.
prepare yourself. Yeah, but it's gonna be.
There's
I hope it's an awesome Final Four.
no world where I go to bed for it. So you just gotta,
Yeah, you gotta do what
bite
you
the
gotta
bullet
do.
on
On one.
yourself. Get a good night's rest on Sunday.
Because
Yep.
that is the good thing is if a Duke does dog walk Houston, I think Auburn or
Yeah,
Florida, whoever makes it, it'll give
I
them a
think
good
you
game.
can't. Yeah, you can't go wrong with Florida Auburn. Like you really can't. If Duke wins, the spectacle of Duke
Hot
versus
in.
Auburn or Duke versus
Yeah.
Florida
I
is
really
so
just
good.
think Florida Duke are on a collision
Does
course there. We're on the
anybody?
same way, but Auburn would be a great, it's not like a 4 or 5 seed, and we're like, oh, fuck, Duke could kill him. You
I know
know, it's
you
a perfect
mentioned right.
consolation.
I know you mentioned like one guy has Houston, of course. That would get. What about Auburn? Because like. I mean, I would think that there's some Auburn guys in
Yeah,
the mix,
Auburn would
right?
be Christian, fucking one of Ken's sons, and Ken would then have his youngest son Poochie and Christian winning twice out of the last 3 years. Be two carpenters. He does it if Auburn beats Duke, it's his. Auburn beats Houston, it comes down to Christian Carpenter and Connor Hillgrove on a tiebreaker. If Auburn beats Houston, imagine that. And the other guy, do you guys know a Mitchell Judah? He gets it if Florida beats Houston. Mitchell Judah. Shout out Mitchell Judah. Florida beats Houston. So no matter what way it matches up, everyone's that's gonna come head to head. And if it's Florida Duke, if it's Auburn Houston, it'll come down to tiebreakers.
I'd be hedging like a motherfucker.
Yeah, good point. I don't even know if these guys are even thinking about that. But yeah, that's exactly where my head would be.
Just gotta wait
$30
till
to
game
win
first,
4K.
yeah. Well, yeah,
30 bucks to
and
win
also
4K.
like if you know that like you need to get to the your one team to get to the Natty and then you're in the top three, you've got some
Yeah.
insurance
Yeah,
there too.
yeah.
Like
That's one thing
Houston,
I'll
like
say.
Houston, like because
Yeah, if they
basically
make the
probably
Natty
like if
game,
you have
yeah.
Houston to win it all, you gotta hedge them against Duke. Because if they win that, you're locked
Well,
for
and now that we have like the thing in the
Well, yeah,
bracket
I guess you're
tell
kind of
you
playing
in
with even then,
scenario,
yeah.
you can know what to hedge. Because like if you win, you could be first, but if you lose, you might be 18th and you get
I
nothing.
tell you,
Right, exactly.
I again, I'm pretty out of the whole gambling world. I tell you what though, Duke -4 just sounds so fucking easy. Sounds almost
Yeah.
too easy. Like
Yeah.
I was expecting six
Too
and
good to
like
be
five and a
true.
half. It
Those
five and a
last
half.
year, remember NC State playing Purdue? It's like it come everything comes to an end sometime, you know.
Yeah,
True.
just I think that matchup is the perfect like
If it's
explanation of
six,
what
if it
Herb
was
was
six,
saying.
Nikki, if it was six.
Six would make sense to me. That's the
But you're
thing. I
still
think
taking
four
Duke
doesn't.
probably.
Yeah, no, I think
Yeah.
Duke eight. I
That's 2 points.
like
That's a whole basket.
Duke to win by 8 or more. Like
Yeah, no,
almost alternate
I
spread.
think if you like
15.
Duke, I think if you like Duke, you take like an alternate spread, you bump it up and
Yeah.
pump up the juice. But that Houston defense against that Duke offense is going to be electric. It's like the actual perfect matchup for that game.
Yeah, I got AIDS watching that Tennessee
Just got to
offense
get
destroy Kentucky
no
and
team
then playing
is
Houston and looking like a schoolyard team.
no
Yeah.
team is like just you got to get a game where you just play out of your mind. And like that was what everyone said about with Bama is like if Bama can just play, the problem is they shot their load too early. They played out of their mind against BYU. It's like if somehow Houston, they do have LJ Cryer, who God, I mean, that guy's been in the league. He
Yeah.
was at Baylor, I think, when Baylor went to the Natty like in 2020. But yeah, I mean, they got it. And Houston's not really a shooting team that they got to shoot their fucking
Right.
dicks off.
They've got to be so efficient with on offense as well as stop
And I've said
running.
this the whole tournament. I'm like, Why, like, I know Cooper Flagg, he plays good defense, but he's still a big man at the end of the day. Take it at his chest and get, if you can get him two early fouls, it can shake the fucking game. If you can get Cooper Flagg in foul trouble, no one has gotten him in foul trouble. Go at his chest at any chance you have and take him out of the game. That's the only way. It's the only way. And no team has done it. I think if there's a team that could do it, it's Houston. You gotta eliminate him. Get him minutes on the bench.
Put in a bench warmer, start a fight, start a scrap, get him thrown out.
I'll tell you what, it
Yeah.
was so
So.
electric making it past the first weekend with your Final Four intact. Like, oh, even like I had, and I remember I was so pumped I switched out Duke for Kentucky because I was like, my only path is if Kentucky went all the way and lost to Florida. So, like, having like a whole like 4 days of work being like, I can't wait for this Kentucky game on Friday night. Like, I can't wait. Fucking like having that whole build up, I haven't had that in a couple years. So that was sweet. But then that made that
Oh,
team fucking got destroyed.
full circle moment. They make it to the Natty. Auburn, bring back the two guys that fought each other on the plane. Make them fight Cooper Flagg in the Natty.
Oh yeah, it's already been a that narrative. Hey, we were the first to kind of talk about it on the last pod where we were talking about it, and I've seen the flight path like picture and all this shit. Like, what if I told you this team was in the Final Four? And like, all right, LRP, a little like, breaking news over here.
Crazy to think about, like, how it just feels like football season was so long ago. And when Nikki brought that up in November, it feels like it was like years ago. But yeah, I remember when he brought that up and I was like,
We
yeah, interesting
dropped. There
tidbit.
was 397 Nikki Nightly news headlines between that and them
So much
making the Final
murder,
Four.
abuse, and
Murder,
death.
abuse, fucking chess matchups. Hey, great segue. Putting on my Johnny hat. Great
Yeah, that was
segue
a
into
solid
boop,
segue.
boop, 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 boop.
Auburn.
You guys want to give real quick, but then segue out. Fucking Connor, who you got in the Natty? Who you
Auburn.
got winning?
Auburn.
Auburn beating
Duke.
Nikki.
I got, even though I have Florida in my bracket, does not fucking matter. I like Duke over Florida.
Herb.
Duke over Auburn.
I'll say Duke over Florida. I'll roll with you, Big Nikki. Just like I rolled into Nikki Nightly News.
Oh. This is Nikki Nightly News. Starting off as always, college hockey. The Frozen Four has been set. Your four teams, Denver, Western Michigan, Penn State, and an unexpected Boston U, not BC. BC ranked in the top three all year, but BU won the bean pot and they're looking for that Natty championship as well. Still alive after beating Ohio State and Cornell.
Good for you, big fella.
In the NHL, in the Atlantic Division, we have the Maple Leafs at 96 points. Metropolitan Division, we have the Capitals at 105 points, and the Hurricanes in second place in that division with 96 points. Both of those teams have clinched a playoff spot. The Central Division, we have the Jets at 106 points, the Stars also clinching with 102 points. In the Pacific, we have the Golden Knights at 98 points. I look forward to in a couple weeks, we probably will have Chell Corner on here for the playoff matchups. The goal record, watch for Ovi, is still on. Three goals left in the final seven games to beat Gretzky and probably ride off into the sunset. In the NBA, in the East, we have the Cavs at 61 and 15, the Celtics at 56 and 20, the Knicks 48 and 28, and Conrad's 76ers have lost nine in a row. 38 games out of first place, 30 games under 500. Embiid having knee surgery. They will forever be a dumpster fire. In the West, we have the.
Tyrese Maxey getting finger surgery.
Nobody cares. In the West, we have the Thunder at 64 and 12, the Rockets at 50 and 27, and the Lakers making a push up to third place at 46 and 29. NBA draft is coming up. Dylan Harper, the Rutgers freshman, not to be confused with the porn star of the same name, has declared for the NBA draft, and he is the projected number two pick behind Cooper Flagg. In the MLB, I'm not going to bore you with division leaders, just the
It's
two games.
DYDYLAN, not DILLON.
There you go. Terb is a specialist in that field. MLB, like I said, not going to bore you with the division leaders a few games into the season. There are only two undefeated teams left in the league in the same division, with the Dodgers at 8-0 and the Padres at 7-0. Big talk right now in baseball is torpedo bats. The Yankees debuted these new bats over the Brewers. They put up 36 runs in 3 games, including 9 home runs in Saturday's game. The bats are fatter in the middle and not fat at the end. Shout out Nikki. Ipe Mitsuhara, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, gambler, and thief, is scheduled to report to prison in May on the 12th to begin his 57-month stint. He was originally supposed to report back in March. The judge granted him a 2-month reprieve. Moving to the NFL, the division league meetings. What was thought to be a quick vote has turned into debates over the wording in the bylaws, and ultimately the vote was tabled. No decision on that. League rules were changed for touchbacks. They are now coming out to the 35. Each team will get a possession in overtime during the regular season, matching the playoff rules, and certain touchdown celebrations, including the throat slash, the nose wipe, and any type of simulated guns are all banned. Bringing out the chain gang might be a thing of the past. Sony has partnered with the league to come up with 8K fucking virtual reality simulations showing where the ball last crossed. Oh, here's one. Richard Sherman had his house broken into, posted it on his Twitter of people robbing his family at gunpoint. He said his wife handled it perfectly. They probably stole all of his shit, but he's asking for info on the criminals. College football, Coastal Carolina, their athletic department continues to stack W's after announcing that the men's and women's college basketball teams, if they combine to score 35, 30, or they combine to win 35 games, all season ticket holders get their money back. Well, now we go over to the football field. Students, 4 free concession items every home game. Alcohol not included. That's an L, but W's over there. And to finish it all off, as always, with the AB tweet of the week, the Saints defensive tackle Kalen Saunders announced that he will be hosting an LGBTQ friendly youth camp, earning him faggot of the day. And that, my friends, is Nikki Nightly News.
Oh
Wow.
man, Nikki hit.
Wow.
Nikki had a streak for a while of not dropping slurs. Just ended. It's like a company with like last accident, just erasing zero.
Zero
Hey,
days.
AB said it, not
Yeah,
him.
true. He's just paid. Yeah, he's
He's
just direct
quoting. I'm just
quoting.
sharing. Yeah, I'm
That
just
is
sharing.
true. So yeah, that is true. So might be putting the number back up there. You are just quoting. But before I forget, to Conrad. Forgot about the shout out for and missing out on box seats for LRP tonight because he's so disgusted with him beating the team. Good for
Oh
you.
my.
Good
Yeah,
for you.
my roommate got box seats through his company.
Is there prime rib? Chicken parm?
I haven't checked my phone yet. I haven't checked
I've
my
been in
phone
a
yet.
couple
No, I'm
of
just
box
saying you.
seats.
You're like
I've been
chicken
a
parm?
couple. Yeah, I'm like,
All
what
right,
kind of
then
grub you
I'm
got
out.
going on? I'm there for the food. That's it. I'm food and free drinks. I'm not even watching that piss poor team. Fucking franchise. Joel Embiid, don't get me started, that fat piece of shit.
Yeah, trust the process. He gets her, has surgery out for the season. That's the
No,
problem.
all right. I just want to reiterate my boycott. I will not watch another second of Sixers basketball until Embiid is off the team.
Dude, to make it really sad for
Wow.
you, I
You and
saw.
everyone else, because he never plays and no one watches.
Well, I'm not a diehard, so
Dude,
I'm a
Pete,
fake
in a
Sixers
month
fan.
from now, I'm gonna get
Fuck
a
basketball.
flashback on Snapchat memories of me filming when he like choked at the rim against the Celtics in the one of the playoff series that they've had the past every year. And it's gonna say like 8 years ago. It's gonna say like
Yep.
8 years ago today. It's
It's
gonna be like
lit.
a little blurry. It's gonna be like a little
It's
blurry. Like that's like it's how
gonna be
long this has
or
been going
2019.
on. There's
2019.
nothing better than the graphic when you just it just says eliminated.
Eliminates Embiid's sorry ass fucking face,
It's
dude.
just Embiid, Paul George, and Tyrese Maxey eliminated.
I just can't even
One
believe
of
it.
the
Good for you though,
worst
hey.
seasons.
You give this guy a
Man stays by
$200
his
million
word.
dollar extension, and then he just
Yeah.
doesn't play at all. Oh, let me just get my 20th knee surgery.
Conrad
Fucking
just
dumb, dude.
screaming with a gravel voice.
It
When I
doesn't.
say I read 12 books in a year, I do it. When I say I do a half marathon, I do it. You get $100 million a year, you get that. You're fucking like going crazy.
Hold on. Make matters worse. I've been watching the Celtics doc on HBO. Of course, I don't expect anyone that's not a Celtics fan to not watch it, but it
Oh,
does
HBO,
like,
nice.
oh yeah, it goes through like literally their first championship all the way to their end. But like, you realize how many times like back in the day the Sixers and the Celtics played each other. Like, this is not a recent thing. Like, the Celtics have always beat up on the Sixers, but the difference is like back in the day you had like Moses Malone like
Yeah,
swinging
Dr.
on
J.
Larry
Dr.
Bird,
J, yeah.
Dr. J, like swing. I mean, it was so like gritty and grindy for like a series, and then the fact that like we could have still kind of continued that a little bit,
If Embiid wasn't a
and it's
fucking.
just dead now. It's just dead. It's completely dead. Now we're playing the fucking Indiana Pacers and the Jalen Brunson Knicks. In
Yeah,
the
Cavaliers,
semifinal,
dude.
yeah,
Fucking.
in the Cavs, it's
Dude,
just
that is one thing that
sad.
we take for
NBA
granted,
should be
Turb.
East 76ers. The way I realized it is back in the day, of course, there wasn't as many teams. Back in the day, it was always the Lakers playing somebody in the West, and it was always the Sixers and the Celtics to play to go to the title. Like, literally for 20 years, that's
Yeah.
exactly what happened. And the fact that now it's just, oh, it is so sad. So sad. But
But hey, on the bright side, the Phillies are back. So season tickets start on Sunday.
Phillies are back, four and
Phillies are
one.
back. Season tickets start
Games,
on
there's
Sunday.
150 more games. Phillies are
Yep,
back.
we're back.
Oh, a little tidbit that I left out of Nikki Nightly News. The White Sox are currently 2-4. That 333 win percentage might be their best of the entire season, so I'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, dude, MLB
Get a
starting
money
during
line while
March
you can.
Madness. I mean, I guess when you're betting, you're like probably loving it. But I remember the past 3 years, and everyone's like, "Oh, MLB," and it's like in between like the first and second week of March Madness. But I could give two fucks. Like, there's just no way. There's just no way. It's March. It's March, and you're telling me to get up for one of 162.
Yeah, NBA's fun the first like few weeks just to like get back into basketball rhythm, but God, it's tough with MLB. It's like there is no excitement to start. Maybe opening day, and then it's
It's a
opening
long
day to
season.
October. Opening day to October.
Yeah, people
But
talk about like golf being the something on in the background. Baseball
absolutely.
has
Oh, dude,
definitely
especially if
taken
you're
that
in like
place.
the LRP Masters pool in a week and it's Sunday and you got a chance, like, oh, it's the best, dude. When you're in a golf pool and you have a chance on Sunday, it's fucking awesome. Like as a kid, I remember when like football season would end, and then the living room TV would turn to golf, and I'm like, I was
Yeah.
playing. I love to play, but I'd be like,
The
fuck,
hypest
I can't
part is
watch
that
this.
we have the Masters. We have the best part, at least from Charlotte, but also golf fans, is we've got the Masters in like in a week, and then we have PGA Championship in Charlotte, which I expect all of us to be making some sort of an appearance out there on a Saturday at the major. In a week from that, it's like, I think it's May 18th or something like that.
Yeah, dude. I mean, well, April too. Just in general, like you said, Quail Hollow getting a PGA Championship's gonna be awesome next month. And like April, Final Four weekend, Masters weekend, Easter
I've been to
weekend,
that
fucking
one. I've been to
stacked.
the
Well,
Wells Fargo
it's a
Championship.
major this year. It's not the
Oh,
Wells Fargo. It's US or it's the PGA
U PGA
Championship.
Championship. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's big
Quail
time.
Hollow, big
Big
bang.
time. JT's PGA. What's he won it twice? At he's won it twice,
Yeah, the
right? At
PGA
Quail.
twice. Yeah, we beat Mido Perdella like 5 years ago, and that collapse he had. But yeah, Turbo, I
Yeah.
want to do like what you're saying though about the fucking Sixers, and like, dude, that's one thing to fucking. Nikki will love this little tidbit to toot Boston's horn, but like, yeah, I know our dynasty runs are, but the Patriots, yeah, sure, whatever, the Bruins, whatever, but the Celtics just won last year. The
If you
Bruins beat the
watch,
Maple Leafs every year in the playoffs. The Celtics will never lose to the Sixers in the playoffs. Like, no matter
never,
what happens,
never.
like, the fact that you take away our championships, but you still give us the rivalries,
If
I'll
you watch
take
the
it.
Celtic, if you watch the Celtics and like realistically just take away like the 90s and like maybe the early 2000s, the Celtics have essentially been in contention for a championship since like the 60s. the 60s.
Yeah,
There's
no, I
been like
mean,
15 years where like it kind of fell off the wagon with like the early Paul Pierce days. And what they're like, the big theory is because Lynn Bias was supposed to be the transition from Bird to Lynn Bias. Fucking heart
yeah,
attack,
I
died,
still can't even
coke,
think about
over.
how unreal
And
that would have
he was
been.
supposed to be the transition from essentially him to what the Celtics became in like the early 2000s with Paul Pierce and all those
Right.
guys. But yeah, I mean, that was the only fall off. And now
And
it's
yeah, when that
back
was
to.
happening, the Patriots and Celtics were, or the Patriots and Red Sox were fucking rolling. So it was like fucking, who gives a shit? They'll figure it out. And they
Oh yeah,
did. First big three.
we haven't had a pod since this happened, but Josh Dobbs joining the Pats. Did we mention that last time?
Yeah, we mentioned it last
Pastronaut,
episode.
Pastronaut.
Yeah.
That
Yeah, I mentioned it last
I think the one
episode.
thing we didn't
Stephon
mention,
Diggs.
yeah, the one thing we didn't
Stephon
mention,
Diggs.
Stephon Diggs,
Big name wide receiver, boys. Don't
Pats are
care about an injury.
fully reloaded. OL, draft the OL at number four and let's get to work. That's what I say.
Yep.
Everyone's like, oh, Abdul Carter, oh, Travis Hunter, neither of them are going to the Patriots. Well, we have two great fucking cornerbacks, and we have a pretty good defensive line right now. Draft the best fucking guy, Will Campbell, bring him on the team, and let's get to work. That's what I say.
Yeah, then what is the draft? The draft will happen probably the week after Easter. So, I mean, April is stacked. And like Conrad, I was in the same boat as you when you download social media again after going for Lent, almost making it to Easter, and you do it on April Fool's Day. Talk about a day
Oh
to
my
fucking
God.
get it.
Oh
Dude, I
my
couldn't.
God.
I was
April
like, Hunter
Fool's Day.
Dickinson's coming back for a seventh year. And I remember like one of my coworkers was like, I think that's April Fool's. I'm like, I'm fucking done for today. I'm done. I'm.
I'm like 36
Ah, you
hours into
can't
social
leave.
media after 4 weeks, and I'm like,
Oh my
what the
God,
fuck is
Bryson
happening?
DeChambeau isn't attending the Masters because he has a chest injury. God,
Yeah.
the golf ones were awful, like
Tiger
absolutely
saying
awful.
he's
Tiger.
coming
Tiger. Back.
PNDC finally did a hog reveal. What? Stephen
They were so bad, dude, so bad.
LeBron fought. Oh, wait, no, that actually might happen. Fucking, that was also hilarious, too.
Yeah,
I
that's
still haven't
funny.
caught up on that. I got to catch up on the Stephen A. LeBron stuff. I got to watch the LeBron interview still on Pat McAfee. To hear LeBron going at people, I got to see this. I don't know
Yeah.
how I've delayed this.
Yeah, I think Stephen A, I didn't watch the LeBron interview, but watching like Stephen A's rebuttal, and he was basically like, I didn't snitch when you fucked somebody who wasn't your wife. I didn't snitch when your son came out half retarded.
The best one that has come out
We're
is
back
like
to zero, Nikki.
the whole
Sorry,
No, the whole like LeBron being at Kobe's funeral is
Tech.
such a fucking dumb. Like the fact that this resurfaces, basically for anyone that doesn't know, LeBron, the guy that loves the camera on him, mind you, absolutely loves the publicity, and sat on Pat McAfee's show for an hour, says that he went to Kobe's funeral and specifically made a request that. The only way he would go is if no one took pictures of him and like didn't make it about him being at the funeral. The guy that is just the humble king, the humble king, the humble king that said, I don't want this to be about me. Don't take pictures of me. And there is not a single footage of this guy, but he was there. But he was there. So hey,
I've
I
been
do
seeing,
stand with Stephen A on that. That's the
yeah,
only.
see that, 'cause I want to pick a side because what I've been seeing, dude, like my feed, it's like the third party. I'm getting like Jason Whitlock. It's just like Whitlock, like. Okay, Stephen A. and LeBron are back in the news. Let's talk about how Stephen A. never played at Winston-Salem State. Here's why. Like, it's fucking hilarious, dude. Just that,
Yeah.
that
Oh,
guy
I did
cracks me up, dude.
the one clip of LeBron, the one clip of LeBron I did see is like McAfee asked him about Brian Windhorst. He was like, "Oh yeah, that's your guy. Like you guys played in high school." And he was like, "Yeah, these guys walk around say they're your friends. They're just weird." Like basically saying Windy is just a fucking weird.
Yeah, that too, like a
Yeah.
crazy shot. Like,
He's
yeah, I gotta check it out.
been the biggest LeBron dick rider for the past 20 years.
Yeah, he said that he's made his career off of like LeBron news though,
Yeah, he
so
like openly admits that.
yeah.
Yeah, it's gotta hurt. That's gotta hurt. Fucking but yeah, I gotta dive into that. And we want do want do want do want do we want to dive into top five this week, fellas? Top five
Yeah, let's
college
do it.
basketball coaches of all time. Last college basketball top five we'll be doing next week. Like I said, we might be doing top five golfers. Might be a discussion next week about do we include Tiger and Jack? Do we exit both of them out? Keep the poll. If you have Tiger and lose, discussion for next week's pod. We'll figure it out. Figure out if that's even the top five we're doing. But this week, Conrad, Nicky Turb, it's definitely going to be top five college basketball coaches of all time. And I have to look and see what even the order is going to be, what even happened with our last poll.
I think the last one was Cinderella Stories, and I fucking cleaned up per usual.
Sounds right. I think that would be your seventh win. Turb with six, Nikki
No, I
five,
think I'm
me
at
three, I
eight
think.
now. I think I'm at eight.
All right.
Seven. It would be seven.
Eight.
Oh yeah,
No, yeah,
was
it'd
it
be eight, and
Cinderella?
I'm at six. I'm at six because you were
I
tied
was
with me.
just at seven. Yeah.
It was Cinderella because it was top five players before. Got it. Let me
And
go
I
ahead
won
and
that
try to
one
pull it
too. Not a
up.
big deal.
So Conrad, you won, so you're picking first, and let's see who came. Top five players. Give me.
Nikki, where are you gonna pick in this draft? Top five
Cinderellas. Who was
fifth.
team four with? So it looks like I came in second, then team three, who had Butler on at NC State, Jimmy V. That would be Turb, and then it was Nikki.
Nikki wants
Conrad,
number
me, Turb,
one.
Nikki. So Conrad, where are you going?
Give me the four spot.
Okay.
All right, I'll take the one.
Wait, Nikki, you're
Whoa,
last.
whoa.
Your team went last.
Yeah, you're last, Nikki. What's up with
Yeah.
that?
Fuck.
Go ahead and give me.
I know Nikki's first pick already, dude.
I wasn't paying attention at all.
I
Oh, yeah. Give
was
me
looking right at you the whole
the
time,
one. Give
dude.
me the one. I'll take the one.
All right, I'll take the two.
This is exactly where I wanted Nikki in the three
Can kind of
spot.
go anywhere. Nikki's at three. All
I
right.
know who Nikki's picking first, dude. It's so easy.
Real, I just
I'm
fucking.
gonna text it to you, Johnny. I'm gonna
All right,
text
okay.
it
Well,
to
give me my one. Give me
Send it
John
in the
Wooden.
LRP.
Give me
No.
John Wooden, my one best college basketball coach of all time.
You could text the group chat. I record on my phone and my screen is faced away from me, so I
All
can't.
right, just
All
pops up on your
right,
screen and
all right,
we see it come in. Yeah, give me John Wooden.
okay.
And who's got
Then
two?
me. All right. Well, then give me Coach K. Didn't feel like that's a clear cut one and two. Oh yeah. No, I had a feeling that's what
Yeah.
where
When
you're I
100%.
just
Yeah.
did a quick
Hundred
Google search
percent,
and I saw that. I was like, yeah, definitely.
100%, dude.
Pat
All right,
Summitt.
let's see.
I'm
You guys thought
gonna
I
go
was gonna.
fucking queer.
I'm gonna go Pat Summitt, Gino Auriemma on the four bend.
Nikki's like
Gino,
reposting on Nikki's six picks.
who's
1.7 million watch the Women's Elite Eight. People watch women's sports to try to
the
get votes
LSU
this
coach?
week.
Whoever the LSU women's
Yeah,
coach is.
Kim Mulkey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Well,
he's just like, give me Kim Mulkey and also Wood.
that just fucking pissed me off enough to throw a chair across his gym. Give me fucking Bob Knight, baby.
Solid.
All right, so who's everyone got? You have Wooden, K, Knight.
Yep.
All right, give me Rick Pitino. And then give me John Calipari.
Let's go. Oh my God. Let's go. I'm gridlocked. I'm so
Love
gridlocked.
Cal.
Let's
I don't know if we would
go.
have got him in the third
I'm
round, so
Mr.
good pick.
Gridlock. I'm Mr. Gridlock right now.
I got strategies on this
Oh,
one, dude.
I have unbelievable strategy right here. I'm gridlock.
Which one? I need to
I
know
got
who you're
both
going.
Carolina coaches. We'll put it that way. I have both Carolina
Oh,
coaches.
yeah.
I'm gridlock. Take your pick of the litter.
What are you talking about? Oh,
Well,
you're Nikki.
I took the Duke coach, and now I have literally the pick of the litter.
He can't do it, though. He won't do it. He'll stay true to himself. Here comes Gino.
No, I'm not picking Gino. Give me Dean Smith.
Yeah, I mean that's the better of the two.
Yeah.
But the older of the two, give me, I got Duke. Let me check off Carolina. Give me Roy Williams.
Yep.
All right, solid.
Duke, Kansas, and UNC in your first two picks. Not bad.
Two? I have Duke and UNC.
And Kansas. Roy Williams was at Kansas before you
Oh, yeah.
came to UNC. So.
Okay, so go ahead and give me Jim Calhoun. Jim Calhoun, UConn, Savage. And then go ahead and give me Jay Wright. Villanova with Jay Wright.
Oh, no.
Villanova and Jay
Nice.
Wright were solid. I would say what he
Oh,
did,
my
what him and
God.
Jim Calhoun did were, I think, hand in hand, making a program
I won the draft.
dominant, dominant.
Fuck.
I wanted him so
Jim
bad, dude.
Valvano. Jim Valvano all day
The
long.
BB. Yeah,
All
that's a good
day
one.
long. You just got Duke, Carolina, and UNC all
Yeah,
in fucking.
that's solid.
Now I can have fun with it. Perfect. That's exactly what I want. Jimmy V, Roy Williams, Coach K. Finally, I needed to get a dub back on the board.
All right, we've
I
got it.
wouldn't talk so soon, dude. I wouldn't. The faithful are, if we know one thing, they are unpredictable.
Jim
We got
Valvano, one and done.
a guy with a
one and
temper.
done.
We got a guy with a temper. Give me a murderer, Jim Boeheim.
Yeah, lines up
Fuck.
weird.
I
Lines
wanted
up.
him too, dude. Fuck.
There you go.
Nikki. All right. Give me Bob Huggins.
Fuck.
Ah.
That would have been such a perfect play
That might have
with my
lasted
what?
before Calhoun. Fuck,
No,
that's what
no.
I.
I had Bob Huggins on my list. Press Virginia.
That's what I'm saying. That would have lasted. I think I could have got Calhoun on the comeback.
Give
Oh
me
yeah.
Bob Huggins, and then I have two people left on my list here, so I got to go with my boy Tom Izzo. 28
Nice.
straight seasons of tournament berths.
Fucking
Yeah,
Jew
it's
fuck
Izzo
Jew.
slipped my mind. Yeah.
The Jew fuck himself.
It's Italian, but
All right.
Whatever. Italian. He's got the schnoz. He's short.
I got three Italians and Bob Huggins. I wanted Jay Wright so bad.
I think this name pops on the graph. Give me Adolph Rupp.
I
Yeah,
saw him on a
shout
list.
out Glory Road, Texas Western Kentucky.
There you go. There's a fucking throwaway.
Four natties. 27 conference championships.
No one's Googling that when they're voting.
Yeah, they're just seeing the name Adolph and
That's
going,
why
yep.
everyone's going to see Rick Pitino and John Calipari and say, and
Okay.
Bob Huggins and
Oh,
Tom
that's
Izzo. Oh my
solid.
God, I've got a great one. Is it me? Yeah, it's
Yeah, it's
you.
you.
Okay, hold on. I got it. Okay, I got it. Ready?
Yes.
Give me the Florida run, Billy Donovan.
All right. Yeah,
Give me
good pull.
Billy Donovan. Billy Donovan in the fucking Florida days, the heydays.
Yeah, there's another throwaway.
All right.
Kidding me? Two of the best fucking teams. If there's a team that would match up with Duke, it'd be the fucking Florida team with Al Horford, Joe Kim, and Corey Brewer.
Joe Kim.
Didn't
Joe
Jim
Kim.
Boeheim hit somebody with his car?
Yeah, that's why I call him a murderer.
Well, I know he's a murderer. I just want to make sure it was with his car.
Yeah, it was in his car.
Like on the highway or something.
I
Wasn't he
think.
drunk too?
No, I think he just hit a pedestrian crossing the street. I got Bobby Knight, a murderer, and a guy named Adolph on
No,
my
yeah, no.
team, dude. I don't give a fuck.
No, yeah, Boeheim
Dude,
just
that's the way, that's the strategy to
clipped
go though. You need
somebody.
big names like that. Like
Yeah.
what I picked, what Little Giants, the last
Yeah.
graphic, and that really did it for people. You
Yeah,
got to be
yeah, yeah.
obscure.
Really trying to
They
dig
like
at
the
my
shiny
brain.
objects. That's how Drew won the Heisman draft. He had like Michael Vick, Vince Young, like
Yeah.
shiny objects.
That's right. Shiny objects.
Give me shout out old school biggies. Give me John Thompson Jr.
You want Junior?
He was the one that was born. He was the dad. The third was the one of our generation.
So Big John.
Yeah, John Thompson.
Big John Thompson is what I'm typing.
Big John Thompson Jr.
Shout out the towel on the shoulder.
Nope.
Five hole is tough, dude. Fucking. I could go. I can't go too deep in my bag because no one's gonna know this name. But he was a savage.
Oh
Oh
my God.
fuck.
I gotta get through both of you fuckers.
Oh my God.
Trying to think about current, dude.
Do 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 do
There's a big current guy still out there.
do. Yeah, no, give me, I mean, I guess I'll take Bill Self in the five hole. I'll take Bill Self.
Oh, I just
Wow.
got one of the biggest layups. ever in
He's gonna
top
take it
five
from me.
history.
He's gonna take it from me. He's gonna take it from me. Go ahead.
You want Rick Pitino? Give me Lou Carniaseca.
Man, that's a
Lou
good one.
Carniaseca.
It's a
The
good one, but
fucking
I feel
the
good. It's a good one.
St. John's fucking its name. The arena's named after him. He lived till he was a million years old. He is one of the found if they put a Mount Rushmore of head coaches, he'd be on it with Coach K.
Yeah, that was a good poll. Shout out
And Roy Williams.
Carniaseca, big Carniaseca guy. With I'm curious to see where Nicky's gonna go. Forgot about Carniaseca.
Yeah,
Surprised to see where Nicky's
don't
gonna go.
fucking play hardo there, Johnny. That was a the fact that you didn't pull that out of your ass is Lou Carniaseca, dude. That's
Not
literally
playing
college
hard. Oh, it was a
basketball.
good pull. It was a good pull. It was a good pull, but
Like,
I'm curious to see where Nicky's got.
I'm surprised that I made it through two Boston guys. Give me the ultimate Cinderella man, Brad Stevens, with those Butler teams.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, but it's
I don't
never
know.
really thought
Coaches
of.
that never won anything, never won a natty is tough, but
I
yeah,
mean,
no, I got you.
making it to the national championship twice.
Yeah, make it to the national, it's pretty good.
Oh, but you're such a
That's
Celtics fan.
hard
I
out
think
right
you've done
there.
good things.
That's hard out.
Yeah, I mean, they made
Ugh.
it to the natty, did it, and then he went to
Didn't
the NBA.
win.
At least Billy Donovan did
And then he
it,
went
won
where?
it
And then he
twice
went
back to
where?
back, and then
I
went
think
to the
he's been
NBA.
building your team for the last 12 years.
Yeah, in the NBA. We're not doing NBA coaches. Are we if we're
You
doing
had
NBA?
Billy Donovan.
Who won back to back?
And then what? Went to
If we're going back to back, if we're talking back to back, if we're
the
talking back to back, there's an absolute fucking alley-oop slam dunk,
Nah.
Peter Bosco.
Am I up? Are we is
Yeah, your
Colin
last
Ryan?
pick,
Yeah.
Bonds.
All
Yes,
right.
pick.
Last pick. I'm not gonna pick that person. I'm gonna go against everything I was making fun of Necky about. I'm gonna take the Pennsylvania native Gino Auriemma. I'm gonna
Reverse
do
psychology.
it. I want him in the five
Just
hole. Norristown native, 6'10". And I what he's like. I mean, I don't even know what his record is at UConn or whatever it was, but that run where it's like they won like 100 games, like 104 or whatever it
Yeah,
was.
a team that finally got him in the tournament was Mississippi State in like
Well, he,
2017.
I mean, you want to talk about a true dynasty, this guy. Natties.
All right,
Yeah.
Nikki, read them
Like
off.
I said, tiny
There's a
names.
guy named John Johnson who's won 19 fucking Indiana State high school championships, and no one says his name either.
Well, yeah, we're doing college basketball
out
picks.
John
All
Johnson.
right. Yanni has Jan Wooden, Jim Calhoun,
Yon Wooden.
Jay Wright, Big John Thompson, and Bill Self. Turby's got Coach K, Roy Williams, Jimmy V, Billy Donovan, and some guy I've never heard of, Lou Carniaseca.
Got his name
I've
right.
got
Yeah, that's us. It's crazy. You've never heard of them.
Bobby Knight, Dean Smith, Jim Boeheim, Adolph Rupp, Brad Stevens, and Conrad's got Rick Pitino, John Calipari, Bobby Huggins, Tom Izzo, and Gino Auriemma.
I mean, I'm all Italian, dude.
Go
All
through
Italian all the
Rick
time.
Pitino, Calipari,
Huggins,
Huggins,
Izzo, and
yeah,
Auriemma.
that's.
My
I
paisans.
mean, I will say, I think Terb's got to be the favorite, hitting off the triangle area. Terb's got to be the favorite, but
Yeah, his first
as
three
we
names are
know,
tough to beat.
we never know with the
You
faithful.
never know. Gino might do it, dude. You never know. Little Giants, Gino. I'll go on it. I'll be the first one to have 10 top five wins.
Yeah, the road to
It's just
10.
what I
Well,
do over
you
here.
have eight right now.
Yeah, I'm about to
You
have
did
nine.
have a
Nope.
colossal
So
standstill
we're
when you
just
hit
jumping
five.
nine. We're just jumping nine. We're just acting like. Let's not forget
No.
you won four out of
Yeah.
five and didn't win one for 3 months,
Five
buddy. Five out
out
of
of
six
six.
and
Get it
then didn't
right.
win for 3 months. Then you didn't win for
And
three
I still have
months.
the most.
Three months.
Where are you
Three
at? They give
months.
award. Are
Second.
they starting to give
Standalone
awards for
second.
second place now? I
Standalone
forgot.
second.
Standalone. He's got to put that
No.
qualifier in there.
Standalone second, and
Like a track runner.
we give awards for 56th place and fucking bracket polls. We might as well give
Oh,
away fucking.
you mean first on the pod, not second? Yeah.
Oh
Oh,
yeah,
you mean
first on the
first on the
pod.
pod, first most
Yeah,
wins
beating
all
you by
time.
85 places, you
Oh,
fucking bum.
nice,
You don't do
nice.
Turb Tuesday on a
Oh
Thursday
yeah.
for 2 months, call me
Oh
out for quitting, and then end up fucking
yeah. Oh
bottom
yeah.
third of
Oh
the
yeah.
bracket challenge.
Beat me in fucking golf.
Thursday
Beat me in
is
golf,
dead,
bum.
dude.
Fucking
Beat me in golf.
scumbag.
Beat me in golf.
Mickey's like, you guys finally see
I don't know
Bitcoin skyrocketed? He
how
had
many times did you beat
$2
me?
in it or something.
You haven't
It's like,
lost
yeah,
two.
it
I haven't lost you
skyrocketed. You had
since
$2.
November of last year.
0.0005
Not true.
Bitcoin. It's true.
Nicky, that's the last time he beat Terra was November of
Yes, when
2024.
we've played in cart to cart matches, he won by one at Tot Hill. That was it. I didn't play in his carts. Every time I've been in his cart since November of last year, I beat him.
Again with the qualifiers. I didn't beat him at Tot Hill fucking
Tough. That's tough, Nikki.
3 weeks ago. What do you? I beat him at.
But if we're
Yeah, but he's
going
saying
by
cart to
handicaps,
cart.
and also if we're going by
How
handicaps,
many
you beat
times?
me by
How many
one
times?
time. You beat me by one stroke. Beat me by
Ask
one
me how many
stroke.
times we've played since November.
Four.
Four. So he's on a
Yeah,
run
he
of
had
four.
that on a roll.
Wow. Wow.
Four.
He's saying it like it was fucking
I
8 years
mean, a couple
ago.
more. We're at six, and that could be a problem, big fella. I
Well,
mean, you
we're
could be coming.
going. Me and T-Dun got a tee time at Turba K on Sunday. You want to come?
Depends.
Sunday, what time is it?
My mom's birthday. It's
Oh,
tough.
beat you on your own turf.
I don't know about that. What
Turba
time? What
K.
time? What time? If it's like 2 o'clock, I can make it.
I don't think it's that late, but we might be able to change it.
Here. I think
It's
it's
2 o'clock.
yesterday.
I can make it work.
All right.
All right, boys. LRP,
That's a pod.
Think EP 27. It's a top five. It's a final four breakdown. It's a wedding recap. It's Nikki Nightly News. Connor, I take them on their way. Good stuff,
I
boys.
mean, you just heard it. That's the recap episode, Epi 27. Tune in, tap in, lock in, LRP. Hank.
Hank.
Yeah.
Recording has stopped.